It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Many people in Joplin, Missouri, lost nearly all their possessions in the tornado last Sunday. Now, to their dismay, looters are prowling the town looking for anything of value. Compared to the staggering destruction wrought by the tornado, the losses to looters are tiny. But for the people of Joplin, the looting is adding insult to injury. Frank Morris of member station KCUR reports.
On the night of the tornado, as emergency responders rushed from one shelter to the next, Steve Dixon sat outside his father's destroyed home with a baseball bat.
They wouldn't see me sitting here in my chair. I was in the dark. I'd turn my bright spotlight on them and tell them they needed to move on. And then when the police come back by, I'd tell them which way they went.
Lots of people here tell similar stories. The following day, Clyde McDowell was checking on what remained of his roofing business east of town.
We run somebody off up here. He's actually stealing the Romax wire out of one of the duplexes up here to melt it down for the copper. I mean, we was really furious about that. He's lucky he got out of here in one piece.
I'm standing here on a heap of rubble over here by the railroad tracks, and it looks like a lower income part of town. These were apartment buildings. When you start looking at these debris piles, they are full of useful stuff. There's a nice-looking ballpoint pen. There's a steel thermos. There's a purse, brand-new purse with a tag still on it. And there's a leather rifle sheath. Looks like it's from the 40s or 50s. There are also tools, and those are pretty easy to sell if you steal them. But looters are after big stuff, as well as small.
It was a Ford Focus, four-door, silver, nickel color.
People have been filing in here, Joplin Police Headquarters, to report crimes.
We went back to our destroyed house on Tuesday morning, and the truck was not there.
Lori Geyer has searched tow lots. Many wrecks have been hauled away. Her truck was operational, though, and she's just reported it stolen.
Act of God you can't control, but then to have somebody who is low enough scum to come in and victimize us again after we've already gone through this horrific. Some people lost family members, and then somebody's coming in and taking stuff. I mean, that's just wrong.
Joplin police say crime has actually been pretty limited. As of midday yesterday, they'd arrested 16 people for looting and burglary since the tornado, 4 for assault. There are hundreds of officers patrolling here, sent from 4 states and just about every town in Missouri. National Guard soldiers are here, too, imposing a 9 p.m. curfew. Linda Maynor lives in a cute little old house, apparently very well built. It's the last one standing here on this edge of the disaster area. She's camping here without electricity or safe water, keeping an eye on her devastated neighborhood.
I've seen a lot of policemen and a lot of sheriffs, even the state patrol here. 3 o'clock morning, they shine their lights in the spotlight. And I know they're out here, and they're watching. They're watching. They'll get them if they do it.
Maynor points out that almost everyone responding to this storm is here to help. She says the assistance has been steady and strong. As we talk, a truck pulls up.
You need any snacks? We have snacks. We have lunch.
Maynor is originally from California, but says she plans to rebuild her little place here.
We got some good neighbors. They can take California. I'll stay here in Missouri. I like it better.
And that's the way a lot of people here think. Despite tornadoes and a few despised looters, nearly everyone seems to love this friendly town. And most of its resilient residents are still here, though about a third of their workplaces and homes are gone. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Joplin, Missouri.